Squad car is on fire. The fire department is here.
Defund the police? You might as well say screw law and order. Because if you're going to defund the police, that means that innocent people are going to be hurt because of that. Is the answer to systemic racism in the police force to defund the entire police force across the nation? We're going to talk about this today because to defund the police is absolute social and public absolute suicide. Because who gets hurt? Innocent people. And who gets to reign and rule?
Do you understand that the word dismantle or police free also makes some people nervous? For instance, what if in the middle of the night my home is broken into? Who do I call?
Yes, I mean, I hear that loud and clear from a lot of my neighbors. And I know, and myself too, and I know that that comes from a place of privilege because for those of us for whom the system is working, I think we need to step back and imagine what it would feel like to already live in that reality.
What's going on, America? Drew Hernandez. I am obviously not Elijah Schaefer, and I'm obviously not black, and I'm obviously not a gay woman. But today, I guess you could pretend that I am. So I'll be filling in for your favorite gay black woman, Elijah Schaefer, here on Slightly Offensive on Blaze TV, and we're going to get into it today. My name is Drew Hernandez. I'm the host and creator of Lives Matter, the YouTube channel on Instagram and Facebook, all over social media. You may have seen a few clips.
Let's focus on Trump. What about you? Do you think he's a racist?
Yes, I do.
Okay, why?
Because he's trying to like send immigrants and stuff home. Like that's ripping families apart. Like that's fucked up. Like they're ripping like.
Did you know that Barack Obama did the same thing?
I have a question about... Stop!
So make sure to subscribe to my channel. The link is in the description below. Your favorite man on the street content, pro-America, pro-freedom, just all around great content for the brain. So make sure to subscribe. So let's get into this today. Things seem to be getting amplified. Now, what's interesting about up until this point with the entire George Floyd controversy is now the Black Lives Matter movement and the SJWs and everyone on the left that wants to fight for social and racial justice and equality is now calling for the genius idea in your favorite big blue state in California, New York, and in Minneapolis, where this is the epicenter of the George Floyd controversy. They have come up with the genius idea of defunding the police. Now, is this logical? Does this make sense? Is this a good idea? Are there going to be innocent bystanders that will be absolutely negatively affected by defunding the police? I don't think you have to be a high IQ individual to conclude, yes, this is a bad idea. And so we're going to talk about that today, especially what's going on in LA and in New York and Minneapolis. We'll give a few examples. And here are a couple of clips of what's going on in New York, LA, and Minneapolis.
Last night, Mayor Eric Garcetti announced the city has identified $250 million in budget cuts, $150 million of them taken from the LAPD budget.
Those dollars need to be focused on our black community here in Los Angeles, as well as communities of color and women and people who have been left behind for too long.
Based on the suggestions of the caucus, based on the work of the task force, that we will be moving funding from the NYPD to youth initiatives and social services. The details will be worked out in the budget process in the weeks ahead.
So I'm Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. I will never co-sign on funding a police department that continues to brutalize us. And I will never stop saying, not only do we need to disinvest for in police, but we need to completely dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department.
What is the media not talking about? That's what we're going to talk about right now.
Yeah, you bowed down to Black Lives Matter. These police officers that are out here protecting this city, that protected it from being on fire, if it wasn't for them, this city would be burnt down right now. I promise you, this union will go to our grave fighting.
Yes.
We're not letting this happen to these officers. It's not right. You're cutting 250. First of all, civilians are going on furloughs because you didn't have money. Now you're finding the money to give $250 million to Black Lives Matter? It was because of the Black Lives Matter on the front line, throwing the black boxing bottles at these officers, cracking their skulls. It's because of them, because of their constant pandering at the police commission. It's 100 of them. But you guys are listening to them. What about the law-abiding citizens that are law-abiding, they don't break the law? All they want is these officers to protect them. And this is what they do every day. And now you're cutting from their families. When they put everything on the line, we're gonna fight.
Okay? Take care of it at the ballot box.
Okay, for sure.
Law and order must be in position. Because without law and order, it is absolute chaos. We have anarchy, void of law, void of order. And the left is advocating for no law. That's clear. They want to govern themselves. They want to govern their own territory. The chairman of Black Lives Matter in Greater New York came out earlier this week and said that they're going to have Black Panther style peace officer patrols in order to patrol black neighborhoods to protect black people from bad cops. What's interesting about this is it seems like the left wants to police itself. What does that remind you of? Huh? Think about history. What am I saying? Now, even right now, the left, even Black Lives Matter in Greater New York, wants to police themselves with their own police force, with Black Panther style police. They are wanting to become the very thing that they condemn. They hate cops. You've seen it all over your newsfeed. That's all you see. F pigs, F cops, kill cops, all coming from the left. And now all of a sudden, the left wants to become the very thing they claim to hate the most? The police of their own neighborhoods? So let me get this straight. So Black Lives Matter in Greater New York wants to become police, which they hate, to police their own people, which they hate. And that's the solution? While simultaneously, New York and its leadership is saying, we're going to defund the police. While Black Panthers and Black Lives Matter advocates become the police. I don't know about you, America. I don't like the sound of that. Doesn't sound right at all. Because those funds should not be taken away from good cops that love God and that love America and that love their citizens and that have taken a constitutional oath to uphold their jobs with the power that's been given to them with the badge, not to abuse it, but to protect lives. More black people are gonna get killed because your communities are killing themselves. More Hispanic people are going to get killed because your communities are killing themselves. And if there's no police, don't expect the police to come save little Terrell when he gets shot by some other black gang member. Don't expect little Jesus to receive any help from the police when you dial 911, when he gets stabbed by some other Hispanic kid. Is that too offensive for you? Did you forget you're on Slightly Offensive? Huh. Well, get used to it, because these are facts. And this is the truth.